Coming up next week, there is a clothing drive for homeless students in the Siuslaw school system, and Gary Cargill and Ella Golowacki are here to talk about it. And is this the first time you have done this? Very first time?
Yes, it is our first event together doing this project.
What do you see the needs right now? I mean, obviously, there must be a big need for this. So what are you seeing out there that is happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our Siuslaw School District, we currently have floating around about 40 students who qualify as homeless. So when we say homeless, what we mean is a student who lacks a regular, adequate, fixed residence at nighttime. So they might be couch surfing, they might be in a hotel, they might be camping part-time with their family. So that would qualify you as homeless in the eyes of the school district. And those are the kiddos that really we have a hard time making sure we meet their needs with clothing, socks, things like that.
What types of, like clothing and socks, what mm-hmm. other types of things are you looking for people to bring in order to supply these needs?
So we're looking for sweatshirts, sweatpants, things that will keep our students warm as the weather cools or gets downright cold and wet. We're looking for socks, underwear, pajamas, jackets, anything like that that would keep them warm and dry no matter where they're sleeping, no matter where they are. And we just ask that it is new items because we don't have the ability to clean and launder the items if they're used at all.
Right, and especially if you're talking underwear and pajamas, I'd prefer that to be new, I think, myself.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Gary, what's your participation in this?
Well, normally every year, well, for the last, what, 4 or 5 years, we've had a toy drive that's been put on by Roadie Cruisers to collect toys for the community holiday basket, I guess you could call it. But last year, due to COVID, we didn't have it. Again, this year, they're not going to be needing those toys again this year. So I thought, what better thing to do than start collecting clothing for the Siuslaw School District's homeless students. So that's why I chose to do this project.
I mean, giving a toy is a great thing, and it fills a joy need there. But something on this level fills a much more special need because it makes, you know, people feel a little bit, you know, more protected.
Absolutely. And so that's how I've always felt. It's hard at the holidays. It's hard enough to be a kid going through the holidays during COVID, but now to have it, if you're struggling as a homeless student, it's just a double whammy. And so we really appreciate any donations that the community brings in to help us get these kiddos into some warm clothes. We see students come in wearing often the same things daily, and to be able to provide them something warm and clean and new at the holidays is amazing.
You, when you said that, I was thinking of my stepson who pretty much wears the same thing daily, not because he doesn't have any other clothes, but that's his preferred sweatshirt and that's his preferred pair of sweatpants. So it's like, you know, I guess you have to really know the kids and know the needs of the kids that are out there.
Right. And so for us at the school district, our teachers are just boots on the ground. They are with these kids every single day, day in and day out, and they just care about them deeply. They've stuck through this through the pandemic. They've taught online. They've done all these incredibly challenging things. And for them to be able to report back to us that a student was able to sit still and pay attention because they had warm clothes during recess and they stayed warm in their classroom all day, it's just a huge advantage for these kiddos to be in something new and cozy and warm.
Now, this might be a dumb question, but I have to ask it anyway. Have you seen the need increase since the pandemic hit? Are there more students now that are affected by this than previously?
So I'm not so sure that there's more students who are affected due to the pandemic, but I would say that our donations have been down sharply since the pandemic. We were not open. We were unable to accept donations the last year for the most part. We're back open full time. We've got kids in our buildings full time. And so we're definitely seeing the need now. And we've had so many people reach out to us this year to see what they can do to help as things start to reopen in our kind of hopefully post-COVID world. And Gary was the first one to reach out to me and ask what he can do and came up with this great idea. And we're so excited to partner with him.
Now, Gary, how's this going to work? How's the collection and all that going to happen?
Thankfully, Habitat for Humanity has come on board with us. We're going to be doing the collection in front of the Restore on December 9th between the hours of 4 and 6. We're going to be joined by the Siusla Fire and Rescue Units and the Rotary Cruisers. And I'm told that Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are going to be there as well. So
that would be cool.
And it looks like, for the most part, it's going to be a drive-through. You can just drive through and drop your donation or your item. We'll have collection there at that time. There's also the interest of three, I'd say, businesses in town, Habitat for Humanity, Florence and Bloom, and Siusla News. We'll be having drop locations in their areas. So if you want to drop the items off at those locations, you're welcome to do so. I think we're going to be doing it from like December 30th to, November 30th to December 15th.
Now, what about things like sizes? Because so, obviously you have different sizes of kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We have our students range from little tiny kindergartners, about 5 years old, so about size 4 and 5T, all the way up to full-grown high school seniors, boys and girls. So as I mentioned, we have across the district about 40 or so of those students, and they fall pretty evenly between boys and girls and pretty well spread across every single grade in our buildings.
So if people want to donate, it may be difficult to know, you know, which size you're in most need of. So maybe buy, you know, a package of small, a package of medium, especially when it comes to underwear and pajamas and things like that.
Yeah, and that would be ideal. We also just love sweatpants and sweatshirts because they're forgiving. They fit more sizes. Jeans are much more difficult to fit an individual body. Mm-hmm. So sweats are at the top of our list. Pajamas with those fleecy PJ bottoms are super popular. And then something that you can never go wrong with is like a fleece blanket. So if a kiddo is couch surfing, if a kiddo is living out of a sleeping bag, this is a great, or worst case scenario, in a car, in a tent, this is something that is theirs. It belongs to them and is their little cozy blanket.
This is obviously a good event and a good thing to participate in. Is the school doing anything like to maybe help out the situation, maybe not have so many kids homeless? Is there anything they can even do?
It is really, really hard. I'm sure most people listening know how hard the housing market is right now in Florence. There do seem to be more jobs that I've seen available than I have in the past. But the housing market is really tough. We have a lot of families that have chosen to double up, meaning that parents are living with grandparents. There's multi-generations in one home. People are living with aunts and uncles just to avoid the housing crunch. We are helping our students right now by providing free breakfast and lunch to every kiddo in the school district from kindergarten through 12th grade. So many kids participate in it. We have an amazing chef in our district, Dave Bittner, who provides really great, yummy, healthy food, which is wildly popular. So clothing and food is really what the challenge is when school is closed over the holidays.
All right. So how can people find out more about this? Is there somewhere they can go, or do they just need to remember to drop off on the 9th?
I think they just need to remember to drop off on the 9th, or like I said, visit those three locations.
Do you mind? The three locations?
Oh, give the three locations of Siusla News, Florence and Bloom, and Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Okay.
Those are the three locations that will be allowing collections.
And remember, these are new items, folks, because like they said, they don't have the ability to clean and wash used items. So if you can certainly go and purchase a new item, that would be great. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Anything else that you want to touch on before we head out?
Just want to thank Gary so much for reaching out to the school district and thinking of our kiddos who are in need over the holiday season.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'm glad to do this and hope to be doing this every year from now forward.
Right. Great.
Gary Cargill, Ella Glowacki, thank you so much for stopping in today. And folks, remember, it is the giving season. It's your opportunity to give to those way less fortunate. And they also happen to be students who are trying their best to learn to you know, get onto the next level of education. So they appreciate your help. Thank you both.
Thank you.
FBI Specialist Kieran Ramsey joins me next to talk about holiday scams and how to avoid them.